Yeah, we signed him on a non-contract. Obviously, we've got a few niggles, and we're a bit short of defenders. He's a very experienced player. He's not 100% fit, obviously, but his experience will be good for us.
That's a good addition, though, isn't it? The kind of player to get that experience in at this level as well to help you out during this difficult time.
Yeah, well, hopefully Jamie McCoon will be. Hopefully, he'll be another month and he'll be all right.
Is that ahead of schedule?
Yeah, hopefully. I'm hoping that he'll heal quicker than we expect. It's a hairline fracture in his back, so you never know how quickly they're going to heal. Normally, it can be 6 weeks. It can be a bit longer, but you know, I think he's been 2 weeks already. So, if we can get through the next month, Shelton Marsh has pulled his groin, so we're struggling there with him.
How long is he going to be out for?
I don't know, 2-3 weeks maybe, 2-3 weeks. So we're short. We want the same type of attitude as Rob Jones showed Saturday. You know, he snapped all the tendons in his thumb, but played on.
With Shelton, just a word on that, it's another blow for him, isn't it? I mean, how many injuries has he had over the last few years? To get another one, it's just one thing after another, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a shame for him. He just can't stay fit. You know, he can't put a string of games together. And, you know, we've put lots and lots of time and work in to try and... the same as the other players, you know, they're all right. You know, they've got through, all of them have got through training. He's just got, you know, there's something stopping him getting through games and we can't get to the bottom of it. So... it's a shame for him.
Andy, where do you see him fitting in? Is he going to? He's obviously a fullback, but do you see him play on the right and the left? How do you see him fitting into this?
Well, he can play right back or left back, so which is good. Obviously, we're short in the fullback areas. James' husband has missed the game the other night with a bit of a hamstring, so you know we're down to the bare bones. So he can play left back or right back or a push centre back. But, you know, his voice and his experience can help us. Rather than getting a young lad in on loan and having to fit him into the way we play, I'm sure he's experienced enough to just, like, he's heard it all before, all the tactics and the way we defend and the way we play when we've got the ball, he's heard it all before.
And you say he's not maybe 100% match fit at the moment, but is he sort of fit enough to the point where... you can give him a start on Tuesday night?
No, we'll find out. I've just, he looks, you know, physically he looks okay, but he's not played for months. So it's going to be difficult for him. But ideally, I'd like to just have a look at him for a week or so before I make my mind up. But I've registered him so he's able to play.
Husband and Quinn, husband obviously missed the other day. Quinn, I think, had an issue with his hip as well. How are they? Are they in contention for this one or not?
Yeah, they should be okay for Tuesday. So I don't think Chelsea's going to make it, but they'll be okay.
Sammy Clingan, you did say on Saturday to ask you about this again in a couple of days' time. So anything you can add there? We know he's training still.
Yeah, he's training with us, and I'm having a look at assessing his fitness, really. He's not played all season, and he's a good footballer, good passer of the ball, and really I just need to see him playing on a bigger pitch and a tougher training sessions and make sure that he's going to fit in to what we're doing. He's definitely talented, but I'm going to make a decision on him shortly.
This week or longer?
Yeah, well, probably the end of this week I'm going to like make a decision on whether we can afford to sign him or not, or you know where my priorities are changing by the game. And we've only got so much money to spend. And you know, I've got to use it where I feel we can't leave ourselves short at the back.
No.
And sign another midfield player when I've got players who can play in that position.
Are you looking anywhere else? I'm just wondering whether or not, with Rob having his thumb injury and with Shelton out now, with Jamie out as well, whether you're going to look at centre half. Is that an area you're thinking about?
Yeah, we are now. Right now, as we speak, we're looking at that, and we might have to address that situation. Obviously, Schultz is going to be out for a while, and so is Jamie. So I might, if I can get the right centre back, I'll probably look down that road as well.
Anything before tomorrow, or do you think this is more looking to
no,
Saturday?
No, probably Saturday. Yeah.